From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Greece offers a last-minute reform proposal. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras briefed the Greek president in Athens Wednesday after telling the European Parliament he will offer up new proposals that involve a three-year bailout of his debt-ridden country, involving immediate tax and pension reforms. Mr. Tsipras told reporters the proposal was given to the European Stability Mechanism that also assures his country sufficient funding and debt relief and reaches an honest compromise and an end to what he called the current fiscal crisis. He says he believes the Greek people who voted no Sunday to more austerity will back his proposals. Mr. Tsipras is faced with a final deadline by next Sunday to reach bailout terms with Athens or prepare for its exit from the 19-nation Eurozone. South Sudan's rebel leader says the country's civil war will continue as long as President Salva Kiir remains in power. Riek Machar speaking to reporters in Nairobi Wednesday, even as South Sudan's parliament formally gave President Kiir a new three-year mandate.
The SPLM appeals to President Salva Kiir to resign from office, dissolve his entire government. It is now an established rule internationally and regionally that any group of people who assume state power unconstitutionally should not be recognized.
He said that should President Kiir remain adamant and refuse to hand over power to the people, then, quote, the citizens have every right to rise up and overthrow his regime. South Sudan has endured 18 months of civil war between forces loyal to President Kiir and those allied with his former deputy chief, UN peacekeeping chief. Hervé Ladsou, meanwhile, urged the Security Council to impose an arms embargo on the country and blacklist its rival leaders. This is VOA News. Trading on the New York Stock Exchange was resumed Wednesday until close after being halted for about 4 hours midday for what were described as internal technical reasons. Top U.S. law enforcement and security officials said they didn't see any link between the outages at the New York Stock Exchange and the grounding of United Airlines flights and the temporary malfunction of the Wall Street Journal website. Jay Johnson is Homeland Security Department Secretary.
It appears, from what we know at this stage, that the malfunctions at United and the Stock Exchange were not the result of any nefarious actor. We know less about the Wall Street Journal at this point, except that their system is back up again, as is the United Airline system.
Other U.S. financial exchanges appeared unaffected. Market analysts said concerns about China's slowing growth and stock market troubles, as well as the Greek debt crisis, have concerned some investors. Russia has vetoed a draft U.N. Security Council resolution condemning the 1995 massacre at Srebrenica during the Bosnian conflict as an act of genocide. The vote 10-1 with 4 abstentions. Moscow insists the resolution marking the 20th anniversary of the massacre was divisive. Peter Wilson is the UK UN ambassador.
The United Kingdom is outraged that Russia has vetoed this resolution today. Russia's action tarnishes the memory of all those who died in the Srebrenica genocide. Russia will have to justify its decision to the families of over 8,000 people murdered in the worst atrocity in Europe since the Second World War.
Two international courts have called the Bosnian Serb slaughter of 8,000 Muslim men and boys at a UN enclave protected by Dutch troops genocide. Algeria's President Abdelaziz Bouteflika ordered emergency measures in central Gardaia province Wednesday, where ethnic violence between Arabs and Berbers killed more than 20 this week. He has ordered the regional military commander to take charge of all security services and local police to restore and keep order. He also asked the prime minister to ensure public prosecutors deal quickly and severely with lawbreakers. Violence between Arabs and Berbers frequently erupts over property rights and vandalism at ancient shrines. The site intelligence group says the militant Nigerian-based insurgency Boko Haram Wednesday claimed responsibility for twin bombings in Chad's capital back in June that killed more than 30. The targets were both police facilities in N'Djamena. The statement in Arabic posted on Twitter was signed by Islamic State West Africa province. Scientists writing in the medical journal Lancet say an inexpensive oral vaccine has provided what's called significant protection against cholera in trials in Bangladesh, where the disease kills thousands each year. In some cases, it reduced cases of severe cholera by nearly 40%. The vaccine is called Shanghal and costs about $1.85 for each dose. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.